Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm day is expected across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will see a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and hot. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked IDF forces in southern Lebanon. Israeli troops killed six gunmen in Bint Jebel. This report comes from the Times of Israel. Also, American flags were raised in Metula earlier this hour, protesting U.S. influence amid anger over the ceasefire extension. The Jerusalem Post reports tension as Hezbollah violates the ceasefire terms by firing rockets. Also this hour, Palestinian reports suggest Qatar has decided to expel Hamas leadership. This follows Hamas's refusal to condemn Iran's actions, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, Israel prepares for possible talks and their collapse. This includes the deployment of a third aircraft carrier to the region, according to N12. And finally, Prime Minister Netanyahu disclosed he recently underwent treatment for early-stage prostate cancer. He kept his diagnosis private during the Iran conflict, as reported by The Forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Lebanese commentator, posted just minutes ago about the enduring presence of Shia communities despite Hezbollah's influence. In a post from earlier, Ynet News shared a story of Hagar Reshef, who explored the hidden corners of Bangkok, offering insights into the city beyond the typical tourist spots. An hour ago, Israeli spokesperson Jonathan Conricus discussed the dual challenges the U.S. faces with Iran on the battlefield and in media, highlighting the complex geopolitical landscape. Now for more on those stories, starting with the conflict in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces responded to Hezbollah's attack during a truce, targeting buildings used for launching rocket barrages. This comes shortly after former President Trump announced a ceasefire extension. The ongoing tensions threaten regional stability and the truce's longevity. Turning to the protest in Metula, the Jerusalem Post highlights growing discontent among Israeli communities near the border. The presence of American flags signifies a broader sentiment against perceived foreign intervention. This underscores challenges in maintaining the ceasefire amid Hezbollah's violations. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reveals Qatar's decision to expel Hamas leaders. This move follows internal disagreements over condemning Iran's actions. It signals shifting alliances in the region, impacting Hamas's operations and diplomatic ties. Separately, the deployment of a third aircraft carrier indicates heightened military readiness, as N12 reports. This move comes as Israel braces for critical talks that may collapse. The presence of Kushner and Witakoff in Pakistan suggests diplomatic efforts are intensifying. Regional security remains precarious. Finally, Netanyahu's health revelation by The Forward comes as a surprise to many. His decision to keep the diagnosis private during conflict highlights the pressures leaders face. This transparency may influence public perception and political dynamics in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startup Irregular aims to become the next big name in cybersecurity, partnering with companies like Anthropic and OpenAI. This showcases Israel's growing influence in the tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces a major real estate project in Tel Aviv by Phoenix and America Israel, with expected sales of 4.4 billion shekels. This reflects strong investment and development in the region. And finally, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions across Israel, including areas like Bat Yam and Eilat. This signals a robust real estate market despite regional tensions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.